This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. Washington Democratic Senator Patty Murray has come out against President Trump's nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. Kavanaugh is a federal appeals court judge, a former aide to President George W. Bush, and a one-time investigator of President Bill Clinton. Senator Murray told me why she'll vote to reject Trump's pick for the high court.
President Trump has said from day one that any nominee he sends to the Supreme Court will overturn Roe v. Wade. And he has said that any judge that he sends to the Supreme Court will overturn the Affordable Care Act and take away pre-existing condition exemptions. So he has made it clear what his nominee is going to do when he gets to the court. And the fact is that if he is confirmed, there will be five men on the United States Supreme Court who will be empowered to overturn Roe v. Wade and take us back to the days when women didn't have the option to safe legal abortion.
Well, here's what Judge Kavanaugh told the Senate in 2006 when he was being confirmed to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit.
Senator, on the question of Roe v. Wade, if confirmed to the D.C. Circuit, I would follow Roe v. Wade faithfully and fully. That would be binding precedent of the court.
That would be binding precedent of the court. What does that tell you about how he might vote?
Well, what I can tell you is that we've had several nominees that have had the same answer on precedent coming through, and they're now sitting on the court, including Gorsuch, who the minute he got on the court has had at least three opinions that overturn precedent, the most recent being the Janus case that was decided last week. So those words don't mean much to me from a nominee who's trying to get confirmed. What is important to me is that they say, I will not overturn Roe v. Wade, you know, and make that very clear. And this judge will not do that. I guarantee it.
Do you plan to ask him that question directly?
Of course I do. And so do many other people. Absolutely.
I'm wondering why not hear his answers before coming out in opposition.
This is a turning point in our nation's history. And I have heard Judge Kavanaugh before. I have voted on him before. I voted against him before for numerous reasons. And nothing has changed except that he has numerous court decisions that he has made in the interim that make me even more troubled. He has authored opinions now that directly contradict Roe by restricting a woman's access to abortion. He sided very explicitly with employers who refused to cover contraception. He has openly criticized Chief Justice Roberts, who he said saved the Affordable Care Act. So what he has said and his court opinions, since I voted against him in 2006, have made me very concerned about his nomination, and that's why I feel confident coming out already and saying no.
There are two pro-choice Republican senators who could potentially vote against this confirmation. I'm wondering, have you spoken to either Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska or Senator Susan Collins from Maine about this vote?
I have not talked to them personally, but I can tell you this. They will vote on what their constituents say to them. And that's why I think it's so important right now to have people understand what is at stake with this nominee to this Supreme Court at this time in our nation's history. That people need to understand you can't sit back and wait. Because I watched the President of the United States say when he took office, President Trump, that he was going to overturn the Affordable Care Act in the first month in office. That did not happen, and it lost by three votes. Why? Because people stood up across the country and let their member of Congress know that they did not support that.
Senator, the Pew Research Center says overall the public's image of the Supreme Court has been in decline over the last 30 years or so. It's now seen as more partisan. Do you agree with that view?
I do, and that's really troubling to me. I've been in the Senate a long time. I have voted on nominees from both Republican and Democratic presidents. I've voted for some. I've voted against some, but I based it on principle and issues that were I felt were important to the people of Washington State. But more and more, we are not getting nominees that can be confirmed by 70 people in the Senate, meaning that they are more middle of the road, that they are judicial candidates who will judge cases based on fact and precedent and law, and it's becoming much less like that. So that's even more important why today we need to stand up and speak out, and when we oppose a nominee because of things like this, that the American people stand up and have their voices heard.
Washington's other Democratic Senator, Maria Cantwell, says she has grave concerns about the nomination of Judge Kavanaugh. I'm Kim Malcolm. This is KUOW.